Let's go back to Parliament now, where the government has officially released its working group report on Northport. The report, which was leaked 9 to noon last week, makes the case for the Auckland port to move to Northland very substantially over about a 15-year period at a cost, it says, of about $10 billion. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, has been reading the cabinet papers that have been released along with the Upper North Island Supply Chain Working Group report, which is just the latest in about 20 reports on where and if the Auckland Ports of Auckland operations should move to. Jane's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
You've already written a substantial piece for RNZ's online page. Your Power Play was all about this report because we've had it for a week or so. What's been released this morning and what's caught your eye?
So basically, the government is going to do a short work program aiming by May next year, to report back to Cabinet about where they got to. This is pretty much getting into more detailed analysis on things like funding and financing options, governance and commercial considerations, land use planning and the rest. Of course, an incredibly complex and at $10 billion, a very expensive project. So ministers obviously wanted more work done, and they will. Also, interestingly, the report recommended moving most of, the bulk of Auckland's port operations to Northport. That was their sole recommendation. The Cabinet has said, we actually want to go back and have a bit of a look at analysis done, or a bit more analysis done, on the other scenarios. The working group looked at 8 different scenarios. So they are just having a check back there to look, make sure that this is actually the best recommendation. And also a nod to some of the concerns that were really expressed through your interviews, Catherine, last week about the key stakeholders. So the Cabinet paper says it's important to recognise the limited share of decision-making rights the Crown holds in relation to port relocation. So we heard from the Auckland Mayor, we heard from Port CEO last week that they were worried about the process. They felt that they hadn't been fully consulted. So the Cabinet paper makes it clear buy-in is needed from these people, and picking up on another suggestion by Tony Gibson, they will work with the Infrastructure Commission as part of this analysis as well, headed by former Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard.
All this is very interesting. Bernard Hickey wrote a piece for Newsroom, the political and economic analyst wrote a piece for Newsroom saying this is all politics, this is all oxygen for New Zealand First going into election year. And recapping the really big hurdles, and you just pointed out some of them. This is Auckland Council-owned land and an Auckland Council-owned operation. You, under law, typically can't just take something off someone without compensation. And what the government is signalling with the release of this is more than compensation without their buy-in. Logistically, it's a massive operation. It's about where all the freight in the Upper North Island goes and how sensibly it goes. It's about all the environmental considerations around the different options that have been put forward. And the thing about that report, Jane, and you wrote it up so well, is it is just so direct. It's Northland, it's this time frame, and if all these other interests don't play ball, you legislate over the top of them. That's not what you've seen this morning.
No, and I mean, that is referenced in the Cabinet paper, but very much to me, the tone of this Cabinet paper is actually we need to go forward with consensus rather than driving through with legislation. I mean, that would be a big call. The report had said, had recommended that the commercial owners and the Auckland Council, they be left and given a year to come up with a way to make their recommendation happen. And if not, legislation go right over the top of them. Now, I don't know how much goodwill that would create among those key stakeholders, and a very specific acknowledgement of that ownership in this Cabinet paper.
How are you reading this, though? And going to the Infrastructure Commission is interesting, because there have been 20 reports. The big one in 2016, which the Cabinet has now said we want an update on its findings, had Northport, I think, as number 12. Now it's number 1. Phil Gough, the Mayor, made the point, you can go through all these 20 reports and depending on who's written them, they'll come to completely different conclusions. When we spoke to the Ports of Auckland boss, Tony Gibson, there was an element of of acceptance from him that at some point this port's got to go. Maybe it won't be the full 30 years now that they're working to. Maybe it will be less. Maybe there's a momentum behind this now. He said, give it to the Infrastructure Commission, newly formed, independent. How interesting is it that that has been picked up as part of what's happening here?
It's really interesting, and I think, as I said, a reflection of the concerns that Cabinet has heard and listened to, and I think just a realistic acceptance that if you are going to alienate such important players at this stage of the game, it's going to make this even more difficult. So there's certainly a, as you said, there's a, and Bernard Hickey referring to a lot of politics here, New Zealand First campaigned on this. Shane Jones is probably going to stand in that Northland seat. He's been up north making big promises, and he's been making big promises about moving north. Port. Now, Cabinet's reflecting some of the concerns, but it's not saying it's not going ahead. This is moving forward, but it's moving forward in a way that the government can say has done due diligence, it's brought in the stakeholders, and it cannot be painted as a massive project that has been pushed purely by political considerations by Labor's coalition partner.
This is the thing as to whether this is going to fall somewhere in the middle. Of course, there is plenty of politics about it, and particularly the location. But is there also a building momentum at a time where the government has openly talked about investing in significant infrastructural investments, generational infrastructural investments? Is there a momentum building that will actually see a plan come out at the other end? Or are we going to fall back into the, oh no, it's too hard, it should be here, it should be there, it can't be there kind of a kind of a circumstance we've been in for some time?
No, I sense momentum in this, and I think you've just framed it. We had Grant Robertson making a $12 billion infrastructure announcement with road and rail at the very top of that. Now, remember too, the North Port, or the port proposal, it's not just about Northland, it's about connecting the port of Tauranga, which is part of the plan, Auckland and Northland, with rail infrastructure that is not there at the moment. Now, after the budget, relatively quietly actually, the Cabinet signed off through the PGF fund a big chunk of change to start that rail work on the line between Auckland and Northland. There are already initiatives in place that are moving towards that North Port. I do sense momentum here. The Cabinet paper doesn't suggest that it's woe back. It's not a goer at all. It is really looking at the way forward.
When is this work program going to be reported back, please? What did you
May
say?
May next year.
Okay. So the budget. This is
around budget time.
Around budget time, but equally, it's election year, and the issue will be if the answer comes back actually not Northport, because that's when the politics will get complicated. But as for now, there definitely are some steps along the way, but we're a long way from an in-principle decision.
That's right, but the paper does focus on that sole recommendation. That is going to be where the bulk of the work is done. So if it all goes to plan, in terms of Shane Jones's plan, I imagine it would be he can go to the election with a fully costed, fully analysed proposal they can present as robust. Presumably there'll be a Cabinet decision at that point, so he can take something into that election campaign. If it draws out much longer, as you say, 20 reports later and how many decades, I don't think he can afford to just let it fall by, given the promises that he has made.
Thank you, Jane. It's that time of year, isn't it?
Sure,
we'll let you back. Okay, thanks very much. Jane Patterson is RNZ's political editor.